This series may contain violence, language, and dark themes. Listen at your discretion.
What happened outside Roslyn Estates?
What happened outside Roslyn Estates?
What happened outside Roslyn Estates? This is Roslyn. This is a scenic little neighborhood on Long Island, full of manicured lawns and white picket fences. Every house has a plasma screen TV. Every backyard has a pool. A few gardeners come by weekly. A cleaning lady visits on the weekends. But a few miles beyond rich suburbia, a man was murdered in the middle of the woods in one rotting, abandoned building. That murdered man was Alaska Curtis.
This has been a cold case for 2 years. The police were not able to convict the killer, meaning Alaska's family still doesn't have answers.
But this case might be bigger than Alaska's death. A series of bizarre events occurred the night of the killing.
So for starters, there was a massive forest fire.
Yes, my friend disappeared that night, Gloria Johnson. She's been missing for 2 years.
People talk about there being a bright white light, which might have been an explosion.
One guy lost his freaking hand. His blood was just gushing, and they were taking him away on a stretcher, and there was a whole trail of just blood gushing all over the place.
A gun was buried in the woods that night. And that wasn't even the murder weapon. Alaska was stabbed. He wasn't shot, so it's not clear what the gun has to do with anything.
Alaska was a graduate of Holy Cross High School, a uniform-only Catholic school in Roslyn Estates. There are 6 suspects to this case, and all of the suspects were attending Holy Cross at the time of the killing. With one exception, Glory Johnson, who had already graduated from Holy Cross High School. Alaska Curtis, at only 19 years old, may have been murdered by a 17-year-old child.
In a weird way, it makes a weird kind of sense to me. Kids are essentially biological sociopaths, and kids beat each other up all the time. They practically don't have empathy. If you're gonna get murdered, it would make sense for a kid to do it.
Finally, this 2-year-old case is being brought back into the day. There are 2 men, 2 very different people, looking to crack Alaska's murder wide open. Meet your 2 hosts.
My name is... You can call me Finn Denver, or Detective Denver.
My name is Boo Curtis. Yeah, you may have heard of me. My brother was stabbed outside Roslyn.
Both Finn and Boo send in their applications to do a podcast about Alaska's death.
Hello to whoever's reviewing this audio. I'd like to do a podcast for the Long Island True Crime Audio Project.
This is my application for the Long Island True Crime Audio Project. I'm a private detective. I'm not a cop. Basically, I do things that the public system can't do. When the police aren't going to help you and you need to gather evidence to convict, you come to me and I help you. You know, it's a very personal thing. I work for individual people, so I don't work for the system.
But Finn and Boo have never met.
The parents of Alaska Curtis have asked us to solve his murder now that the 2nd anniversary of his death is coming up. This is a very important case. Other agencies have turned them down. And that's what I've been tasked with. Unfortunately, I'm a little bit fresh out of school. But they have faith in me. And I'll try to make sure they chose correct.
I'm doing this completely on my own. I am currently homeless. I live in my car, which is usually parked in Roslyn, so I live in Roslyn. I have a dog. They're great. Their name is Alice. Basically my child. What else? I'm an artist.
So Finn, maybe you could tell me more about Boo Curtis?
Boo Curtis is the brother of Alaska Curtis, and he's one of the suspects of Alaska's murder. Boo was there that night.
Cool. So, have you heard that he's also trying to solve Alaska's death?
Boo Curtis? No, are you serious? Is he like a detective now?
No. So he's trying to solve Alaska's murder on his own.
Well, that's not gonna work out for him. He's a suspect. Oh my, is he gonna get in my way? Okay, damn it.
Boo is Denver's primary suspect. But Boo isn't planning on helping out with anyone else's investigation. In fact, for Boo Curtis, another investigation just means competition. But if a professional were to pick up the case, would you also engage with them and try to help with their investigation?
Absolutely not. This is my brother, this is my business, and I'm a professional when it comes to my life. Oh, okay, it's still recording, chill. Yes, I am the real Boo Curtis, all grown up now. Just turned 20. I know you're thinking that I'm like some weird, dirty, homeless guy, but I'm pretty smart, actually. And I can do a Rubik's Cube in like 90 seconds, so... And I have insider knowledge. I was Alaska's brother. I was there the night of the killing. Nobody knows this case like I do. Nobody.
Why is Boo doing this? Why now?
That's a great question. So what he said was,
I was told by someone, if I solve Alaska's death, I might be able to bring him back. I know that's a lot, but I believed it. I met this, let's say, mystical being. Okay, there was a guy in my mirror. This person said I could essentially resurrect Alaska if I find out how he died. It was extremely bizarre, but I believed them.
Who said what?
Yeah.
That's so funny because that sounds exactly like a drug
trip. Does. It does. Boo's trying to resurrect Alaska. But Finn has his own reasons for finding Alaska's killer.
I'm being paid weekly by Alaska's parents, but it's an amount of money that's really just an okay amount. I get paid a lot when I actually solve it, and it's a lot of money. It's very kind of them. My parents are both diabetic, and diabetes can cause a lot of other health problems. And I want to pay for their medical expenses, but I just don't have the money to do that.
I'm sorry, do you live in Roslyn?
No. I live over by in the...
Oh, okay.
My parents are very elderly. My mother was 62 when I was born.
Oh, wow. So you must have been a miracle to them.
Yes. Yeah. They tell me not to worry about it because they're not gonna live much longer anyways. But it's like, what else am I gonna do? Are you, like, expecting me to just roll over?
Are they, in the process of passing away, then?
Yes, they are.
It all comes down to this. Boo, do you need to be the one to solve Alaska's case?
Yeah. I need to do it for Alaska to come back.
Ben, it sounds like you need to be the one to solve this case.
Solving this case is the only way I can help my parents.
The competition is on. This is Who Killed Alaska? A story of two separate sleuths competing to solve the same mystery. What really happened? And who will crack the case? Why do you think it's important to solve Alaska Curtis's case.
I don't. I feel that every life has value, but they don't. It's not true, necessarily. I feel that people's lives matter. I'm assuming that you feel the same exact way, that people's lives matter. Probably everyone feels that way. And we don't want human beings to die, even strangers, because we feel that their lives have value. I don't think that what I do really does any good. Alaska Curtis is dead, and he's not around to care about his murder, and the rest is projection. But we feel empathy. We need to do things for other people. We want to save people who don't necessarily need saving, and hear people who don't have anything to say. And we care about people even when they're dead and they don't exist anymore. And that's just how it's gonna be. I wanted to go into cold cases. I don't care about this, about the people cheating on each other, and I'm here for the cold cases. I just picture the moment that the knife drove into Alaska Curtis's body. And to me, I'm picturing that. That is the loneliest and the most powerful, the most important moment ever. Every moment that any person has died is the most important moment ever.
Hi, my name is Riley Shadow Moon. Some people call me a psychic, but I also write middle grade and YA novels. One of my regular customers is Boo Curtis. He's a sweet guy. I can't say too much about Boo Curtis. That's a violation of privacy. Well, based on everything I've heard about this case, I'm a little bit worried.
Why is that?
Why? Well, okay, I guess I'll just say this plainly. Boo Curtis and the rest of them are not human. All of these suspects are just wearing human skin. On the inside, they're really deformed and broken, and they're certainly not people. You know what? That might be okay. But it is probably good to know.
Who Killed Alaska is produced by The Ghost Factory. This episode was written and directed by Cameron LeBrun. That's me. The script was edited by Nicholas Harder. The sound design was done by Andrew Tikhanovich. The mix and master was done by Manis Kunder. Unless otherwise stated, all of the soundtrack in this series is original and made for the series. And this episode contains music by me, Cameron LeBrun, and by the very talented Thor Spieler. And let's not forget about our two sleuths who starred in this episode. Alex Red is Boo Curtis, and Joseph Katembo is Finn Denver. We also got to hear from Joshua Mays, who played Riley Shadow Moon. I know, that's the best name that a person can have, of course. Thank you for listening, and go check out episode 2.